this is Dr. Bob Huizinga.
Oh my gosh, hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you. You're expecting me?
You know what's so funny? Everything has gone so well for me that I was just having a nice chat with somebody and was even forgetting that you were going to call.
Oh, well, that's wonderful.
It is.
It's nice you can focus on things that bring pleasure, that's for sure.
Yes. And funny, I'm not really sure where, you know, I've waited so long for this, but now I feel like I did want to talk to you because you have been such an amazing help, but...
Okay.
But as far as need goes, I'm not so sure I need much at
okay.
this point.
Okay. Just tell me what your next step is here. I read your review over, and it sounds like you're being taking a stand and letting him know what's important for you, and you're feeling your strength, and you're kind of taking this step by step in terms of some kind of resolution. Is that correct?
That's pretty much it. And
okay. Where do you stand with that now?
Where we stand right now is that, you know, he's still living with her, which of course on the surface sounds like, oh God, how horrible, but in reality, he has really worked through a lot of stuff for himself, which is really, really nice, no matter how you slice it, and I am really comfortable where I am, and he's supposedly going to, you know, have her move out and see where we go with it, but I say supposedly because it hasn't happened yet, and as far as, you know, how that will happen, I don't know, because of course he has to be strong enough to be able to do it. And I don't know. We'll see. Either way, I'm like very comfortable with either that happening or not.
Okay. So it's basically he has some choices to make or some decisions to make, and you're kind of waiting
right.
to see where his growth takes him. The way it sounds.
Yes. Because the growth feels very, very real. Very different than anything that's happened thus far. So I think it's worth the wait for the moment.
Okay. What kind of growth do you see? How is that, how do you respond to that?
Honesty. I mean, you know, the pure level, no bullshit kind of honesty. Being able to listen to me and hear me.
Okay.
Awareness around behavior and what's happening. Lack of running away, lack of hiding.
Okay.
Just the ability to move through each day with taking responsibility for things.
Okay. So you're open to a relationship with him. You have a relationship with him, but you're open to kind of a deeper relationship with him, and some of that's happening. Is that correct?
That's a good way to say it, yes.
Okay. But what's the but about?
Well, the but is she's still living there. So, and, you know, they're still living together. So anything could happen at any given point in time. Obviously, the circumstances don't allow us to build the kind of relationship that we would need to build. We're not at that point. So, you know, it's hard to know what will happen in actuality.
Uh-huh.
You know, I have a good gut for it, a good feel for it. It's certainly very different than anything that's happened so far. I think it's been a path that we have moved along over this length in time. And it feels very good right now. But if it weren't to happen, I still feel very good. I'm very ready to be by myself, let's put it that way.
Okay.
If that's where it took us.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you have not, there has been no filing for a divorce?
No. I will, you know, if you know, I'm not going to wait forever here.
Okay.
there's a point where,
uh-huh.
Okay, you either can do this or you can't. And then, you know, I don't know what that point is, but we're talking in weeks, not months, so.
Okay. And what's the part of you like that thinks in terms of weeks and not months and thinks about... what that might be like.
What's the part of me that thinks, like, why don't I think months, or
well, there's a part of you that's saying, well, I'll give this a few more weeks here. This is not going to go on forever. understand that part, saying I can see myself living by myself, living alone.
Right.
Anything else about that part that kind of speaks to you?
I don't know. I guess it's the same part that speaks to me in the other direction. It's just the strength of feeling comfortable with me and who I am and what I've learned, and I don't think I'm going to sacrifice that part whether I'm with him or not.
Okay. So you're very...
This is a very new feeling for me, mind you. I clearly didn't come into this way.
Okay. It's a new, great feeling, the way it sounds.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes. But I've had it for... Well, you know, in part, but in full, I've had it for about 6 weeks, so...
Okay.
And it hasn't gone anywhere, and that's a good thing.
Okay. And how did this kind of emerge? How did you help it emerge? Do you have some insight?
Yeah, I do. The process was very much, you know, I read your stuff. I mean, that was the beginning.
Okay.
Didn't really know where to go. It's sort of like when I first looked at the finances, didn't know what they meant. Had to keep reading them over and over again. It's the same idea. You know, you have to keep looking at these things until they make some sort of sense. And I kept hearing the part of have to take care of myself. Didn't really know what it meant, but knew I needed to do it. Then I got involved in the blogs. That was very helpful. The support was very helpful.
Okay.
Again, didn't really know where it was leading. I just knew that it helped.
Uh-huh.
Then from there, I got involved in the chat room when you started that. That was like catapulting in some ways, because a few of us going through the same stages at the same time.
Okay.
And that made a huge difference in terms of support.
You learned a great deal, plus there was some support, the way it sounds.
Yes, great support. And say, all right, this is just what we need to do. So
it was not merely support, but it was also kind of action-oriented. I mean, you could talk about some things that you're going to do and report back or get in touch with people about what you did, whether it worked or not.
Absolutely. And it's not, you know, the chat room certainly isn't, it's that deep on occasion, but not all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's some really good laughs to be had. And you know what, when you're sitting home alone at night every night, mulling over what you're going to do with your life, to have people to sit and laugh about, and not about laugh with, is really a good thing.
That's great, isn't it?
It is. We have quite a sense of humor, but sometimes it's hard because somebody new will come in and, you know, they're devastated and here we are making jokes.
Yeah,
but
you're in a different place, sure.
Yeah, we have to pull back a little. So all these pieces have led me up to, you know, the first of this, you know, taking the kids away by myself on vacation, or the first of that. And about 6 weeks ago, I went away for the weekend alone. And it was a phenomenal experience. I can't say that it was deep, but what happened was, it was just a great, I just had a great time, and it was kind of the last major hurdle I think I needed to get over in terms of I am okay and I can do this by myself.
Mm-hmm. What was best about that time? What really jumped out at you as being really great?
I would say doing what I wanted to do when I wanted to do it, and meeting new people, just meeting new people and enjoying it, not looking for them, not feeling anxious about it, but just having it happen.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But that takes being open to it too. So I think that's part of the process.
Okay. So that was a major hurdle that you jumped over, and you jumped over it well, or it just happened well?
Yes, I think so. I think I was. On one hand, I was fortunate, and on another hand, I mean, I made it happen. Before I did that, I kind of broke through the wall about 3 days before I left. But prior to that, I had 3 weeks of crying every day, just absolutely miserable. Not misery like when it first all happened, not like that, but really heartfelt. Very difficult, very, very difficult time.
Okay.
But I knew I had to sit with it and get through it.
What were you working on there? What were you thinking about?
I think it was at the point where I was really realizing that this relationship may truly be over. I think for 8 months, at that point, I guess it was 6 months, I spent a lot of my time just thinking, oh my God, he's crazy, he's got to change.
Uh-huh.
You know, and not really recognizing that, you know, I got to look at me and what's going on here. And this relationship may not ever be again.
Okay. It was kind of a reality, a painful reality awareness, or it was some powerful grieving that you went through. Does that
exactly
make sense?
Yes, I think that's exactly what it was.
And you had to do that.
And I had to do it. And I had the support of somebody here who said, you trust me on this, you need to do it, just sit with it. It'll be very difficult, but if you run away, you'll have to do it later.
Okay.
And I think those were very wise words.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you were able to sit with it. You were able to kind of reach down and allow all that junk to be there and to feel it intently.
That's right.
And then what happened?
I feel like literally it was like bursting through the other side. I woke up one morning and I just said, I'm through it. I'm okay. And I was very excited about getting on the plane and just kind of held that feeling through to now, really.
Okay.
But on that weekend, it was even more fulfilling because I had broken through to the other side, and it was just very spiritual, I guess, very spiritual.
Okay. Okay. It was an awareness. Part of you just knew that it was done, the way it sounds.
Yeah. Yep.
You didn't have to work at this. It just kind of happened, the way it sounds.
Yeah. But it's a lot of work to let it happen.
Okay.
I mean, I think that's true, but it's a lot of work to not let your defenses kick in and get angry and scream and yell at somebody, or I don't know, but run to the lawyer's office and file the divorce papers.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that's an action that, although it's powerful, it's often taken in the wrong vein.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't feel, I know plenty of people who have always felt badly about having done it the way they did. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to be one of them. I wanted to be okay with this when it happened. I wanted to allow myself the time to be comfortable with me before I took any action.
Okay. Okay. So that was a general game plan that you had.
Yes.
Somehow a part of you was able to stand back and know that. I mean, it kind of intuitively you knew that that's what you had to do. Part of you was screaming and kicking and didn't want to do it, but you did it.
Right. I had very good examples of a bad way of doing it.
Okay. Okay. So you had watched others carefully and listened to others, plus you had the chat room and other support, other people around you that you sought out that kind
right.
of kept you on that path, the way it sounds.
Exactly. I waited in the beginning because I thought he was crazy and he'd change. I waited in the middle because I knew I had to feel it and go through it and be more comfortable before I did anything.
Okay.
I'm waiting now because I see a lot of hope and a lot of benefit to what's happening. And I've come this far. I don't need to cut myself off at the knees in the final round.
The process is not done yet between the two of you.
That's right.
There's more to come.
That's right.
And you don't know what the final chapter is, but you do know that more will come.
That's right.
And you're patient enough or grounded enough or centered enough or have enough support around you to know that it'll come.
That's right. I think all of the above, yeah.
In the meantime, you can kind of, you know, do some things that kind of fit what you need or who you are right now.
That's right.
Without
and
guilt
it really,
or anger.
Exactly. How about without expectation?
Or expectation, just kind of live right now.
Yeah, yeah. And when you get rid of the expectation, it's a whole lot easier.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That makes a huge difference.
Huge difference.
Okay. And the expectations were what? Kind of focusing on him, or your what were the expectations?
Yeah, I think it's something that we all do on some level. You expect that maybe, how about maybe on Mother's Day somebody's going to give you a card? You know, that could be an expectation. Well, if you go into Mother's Day saying, I'm just going to enjoy my kids, and you don't expect that somebody's going to give you a card, first of all, you're pleasantly surprised if you get a card, and you're not disappointed if you don't.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just being aware of that and being, you know, why am I expecting something? Is there an ulterior motive to it?
Okay.
And if there's an ulterior motive to it, trying to get rid of that ulterior motive.
Uh-huh.
So trying to be real with myself. That's really is being real with myself. Why do I really want X, Y, and Z to happen? Or why do I really think X, Y, and Z should happen? What's really under this?
Okay.
And 9 times out of 10, you know what? it was just some manipulative, if this, then that, which doesn't really work anyway.
Okay. Okay. Where does this, let me say, I want the people out there who are listening to this to be able to kind of use some of the tools that you've used. Now, how have you become aware of this? Do you spend a lot of time thinking about things? Do you meditate? Do you walk?
I started to meditate recently. I read the book, which, you know, anybody who listens to this that's heard me online know, Eat, Pray, Love, which was huge. It was great.
What book?
In that sense. Eat, Pray, Love. It's a current bestseller.
Okay.
It's very readable, very well written, and it really it speaks to a lot of this pain as well. Just it's coincidental, really. Yes, I walk. I do yoga every once in a while, but all of that ended when I fell apart. I mean, I had to pick stuff back up again.
Mm-hmm.
More than anything, it was listening, 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 and not reacting.
Okay.
And that took a ton of energy.
Listening to whom, to what?
To me, first and foremost, to what other people had to say, and some of that may have been okay and some not, but if I didn't listen to me, I wasn't going to know which was okay or which wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
But the big thing is to not take any rash action.
Okay.
Make sure that I was really comfortable with anything, any action I was taking prior to taking it.
So you refused to react. Instead, you allowed things to kind of percolate for a while until something seemed that this was the way to go or this was what to do.
That's right. And say that in a general sense. I mean, you know, I'm certainly the one that had the screaming fit in the airport a few months ago where people were looking at me and walking away from me. I mean, but I never reacted. But tried as a rule not to.
Mm-hmm. There were those moments.
Yes, I certainly. I'm human too.
Sure. Uh-huh. Well, this sounds great, Sue. I'm really happy for you. It's tremendously wonderful that you're at the point where you are, and that's great. And this call, I think, can be extremely important for other people because there are people wondering, you know, how do I get to where Sue was? And, you know, they're probably not there yet, and that's fine, too.
Well, you have a few of them that are, and they've done the same things, and it's really nice.
Mm-hmm. It's wonderful to be there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you have any other questions or comments here?
Not really. I mean, I think if you had any questions, if I could be of help in the other direction at any point in time, I would say, you know, keep my name and number because I'm so grateful for what was provided for me.
Mm-hmm.
And just, I guess, the chat room, if anybody is able to actually, you know, do it and not feel funny to be, you know, in your mid-30s, 40s, or 50s and getting into a chat room,
mm-hmm.
it really is a tremendous place to be.
Great. Well, I'm glad you are where you are, and I'm glad that you have found something that are very helpful, and I certainly wish you the best, and thank you for this call.
Thank you.
All right, Sue, take care.
You too.
Mm-hmm. Bye now.
Bye.